It's so good to be a child of God, that we can come together and just rest in the Lord, rest in His love.
做神的儿女真好, 我们可以在主里得到安息。
This morning, I want to talk to you about an important truth.
今天我要跟大家分享一个很重要的真理。
That whether you're a new Christian or whether you've been a Christian for many years, this truth is valuable to understand and live out in Christian life. And that is the truth of walking or living in the Spirit. The metaphor that the Bible uses the most for living life in the Spirit is walking. It's walking. You know, I know that many inside Christianity and those outside Christianity think that the sum of Christianity is on a Saturday night or on a Sunday morning worship.
无论是主内或是主外, 很多人都认为这个信拜生活大部分发生在星期六或星期天。
And gathering together is an important part. The celebration service that we have on Sunday mornings is an important part of the Christian life.
星期天聚集在一起是基督徒生活很重要的一部分。
One author in the scripture says, "Let us not neglect meeting together or assembling together."
有一位作者说，我们不要停止聚会。
But life in the Spirit, the apostle says, is like it's like walking.
活在圣灵中,使徒保罗说, 就像在行走。
There's a few verses in the Old Testament that talk about walking with God.
在旧约中也有经文提到跟神与神同行。
It says that Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
Or later in chapter 6 it says Noah walked with God.
在创世纪后面第六章也提到挪亚与神同行。
In Ezekiel, the Lord prophesied, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes."
以西结书, 主也预言, 我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 使你们顺从我的律例。
For Paul, the Apostle Paul, walking was clearly his favorite metaphor for the Christian life.
对使徒保罗而言, 行走是他最喜欢用的比喻。
He uses it 32 times, the verb walk, he uses 32 times in his letters to the church.
在他书信当中使用了32次之多。
And it's quite possible that Paul used the metaphor of walking so much because in his journey, he walked an awful lot.
有可能是因为保罗他的在他一生当中宣教有很多行走的经历。
It's estimated that Paul, over his four journeys, traveled 12,000 miles.
保罗他四次旅行步道, 大概涵盖了12,000里的路。
And much of that was on foot.
大部分呢, 都是在行走。
And now that the weather is warmer, at least up until today, it was warmer, there was a warm spot, and I noticed these past couple of weeks, at least up until now, I noticed a lot of people outside just walking together.
现在天气好像比较暖和，至少在今天以前都比较暖和了。And
there's something about going on a walk with a person, right? I know younger people, they're like, walking is boring. But there's something about going on a walk with a person.
行走对很多来讲说很重要，但是对年轻人来讲说可能会很无聊。When
we walk, there's movement and there's relationship.
因为行走既是运动,也是建立感情的机会。
So this morning, let's take a look at what it looks like to walk in the Spirit.
今天我们来看看什么是在圣灵中行走。
We're going to be in Romans chapter 8, so if you want to open up your own Bibles or your phones and turn to chapter 8.
我们来读罗马书第八章。
What Paul starts out first telling the people in Rome is what frees them. What is it that makes you free to walk in the Spirit?
保罗在这边对罗马人提到怎么让他能够再得到自由。
Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 1. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His only Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead we follow or we walk in the Spirit.
罗马书第八章一到四节。
Church, first thing is first, you have been free to walk in the Spirit. Okay, you've been set free so you can walk in the Spirit.
教会最重要一件事，你已经被圣灵所释放。
There are 30 states in the United States where the death penalty remains a possibility for those who have committed certain crimes.
在美国有30个州仍然有死刑。
And Michigan is not one of those states.
密西根并不在其中之一。
But the law is written in such a way in most states that once a person has been executed by lethal injection or by the electric chair, they are considered to be clean on the books. Okay, they are considered to be clean on the books.
依据法律记载，当一个人被执行死刑，无论是药品注射或是做电影，在法律上他的就已经被视为清洁的。
This means that as a person, after they have died, after they're laying there on the table, that their record has now been cleared by the state.
当他被放在死刑台上，他的罪就已经被赦，就已经被清除了。
In the eyes of the state where the penalty has been carried out, they are no longer legally liable for the crime they've committed.
从法律的眼光，他就对这些罪，他就不需要再负责任了。
And they are clean on the books because they have paid in full for that crime.
从法律来看，因为他们已经为他们罪付上了完整的代价。
They of course have no life to live, so if they were able to continue the life, they would be free in the books. But of course, they have no more life to live. But legally, they are no longer answerable to that crime.
当然，他人已经死了，没有办法再活了。但是他从法律上他已经付上了代价，他已经不用再负责任了。
And this is what Paul is saying in these few verses that we just read. The gospel is encapsulated in just these few verses.
这经文当中的几段话就是把这些东西表达出来。
Paul says God sent His Son in a body like the bodies that we have.
保罗说神差遣他的儿子在肉身当中，就像我们有一个身体一样。
And in this body, who is the person of Jesus Christ, God freed you from the power of sin that leads to death.
在这肉身当中，就是基督这个人，神将我们从罪中跟死的权势当中释放出来。
Yes, I love this picture of God sending Jesus in a body.
我喜欢这个图像，神将基督从肉体显现出来。
It feels as though, in some ways, when I talk with unbelievers or those outside the church, it's almost like we are strapped and we are ready to receive a lethal injection for the crimes that we have committed.
当我跟还没有信主人讲，就好像我们被绑在死刑台上，正要接受刑罚。
And they are about to push the plunger down and send us into eternity, but the Father says stop, like time out.
好像他正要把针插在我们手上执行的时候，神说停下。
They unstrap us and they put Christ in our place, and He takes the penalty. He takes the lethal injection for us.
神将我们挪开，把耶稣放在死刑台上，他为我们受了刑罚。
You know the largest barrier for me when I became a Christian, the problem that I had, maybe the problem that some of you had.Or maybe that if you're not a Christian, maybe this problem that you might be having now is that I didn't believe that I deserved to be on that table. I didn't believe that I deserved condemnation. It's one of the major barriers that I had in thinking about Christianity.
让我信主最大的拦阻就是我觉得我不应该站在死刑台上。
In my mind, I would say to myself, look, I'm not perfect, but I'm not like one of those people. I haven't committed murder.
我常在想，我虽然不是完美，但我不像其他人这么坏。
I haven't sinned so much that I deserve death.
我没有坏到要上死刑台的地步。
Oftentimes in my college years before I became a Christian, I would look out at other people. I would be hearing the gospel from other Christians. They would be speaking the gospel to me.
在我大学时，有些基督徒向我传福音。
And I would look out at the people in my college, and I would go, look, I'm not like that person. There was a lot of people I could look at in college on my floor, you know, my dorm, and I'd be like, you know,But I'm not like that person. I mean, look at that person.
我在大学的宿舍当中看看其他人，我没有像这些人这么坏。
I would say, look, I'm not a partier. I'm not sleeping around. I'm not getting drunk like all the other, like so many of my college students are.
我没有行为很败坏，像这些周围的人一样。
I would say, if anyone deserves punishment, it would be them. It'd be them. It's not me. It's them.
如果有人该受刑罚，该是他们，不是我。
And I suspect that most of you who are Christians now, I suspect that most in this room would be similar.
我猜想坐在我们当中很多人也是这个样子。
None of you were convicted of crimes.
我们当中但没有人犯罪。
None of you have been convicted, as far as I know, of assaulting anyone.
或是你去攻击别人。
Most of you are responsible people who studied hard, who have a job, right?
许多人都是有责任感的人，你努力用功，能够进好的学校。
And we would say to ourselves, and even now, sometimes we're tempted to even say to ourselves, at least we're not those people.
我们现在也常常还是会说，我至少我不像其他的人一样。
But Paul, in the book of Romans, he addressed this attitude earlier. He addressed this to all Christians and everyone who, maybe even outside of Christianity, you have this attitude.
保罗在这个罗马书当中有提到有这样的态度的人。
He says this, you may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself. For you who judge others do these very same things.
罗马书第二章一到二节。
And we know that God...In his justice, will punish anyone who does such things.
我们知道神会审判做这些事的人。
So at the time, I had a wrong view of myself, and maybe again, maybe you had the same view prior to Christianity, or maybe now, if you're not a follower of Jesus, you kind of have that view of yourself. I'm like, basically, I don't really deserve to be condemned.
在那时候我这样错误的看法，可能在我们当中的人现在还有这样的看法。
And my issue was, and maybe your issue is the same, is that I was always comparing myself to other people. I was always saying, look, I'm not that person. I was never comparing myself to a holy and righteous and perfect God.
我的问题是我在比较的时候，我都是跟别人比，我没有跟神来比。
But for some of you, for a few of you out there,It might be the opposite. Okay.
在我们当中可能有的是另外一个极端。
For some of you, instead of thinking of yourself as righteous, you have done some things in your life that you feel shame. Even to this day, there's shame.
可能我们在当中有的人觉得你有过一些很不好的生活。
For some people in the world, they feel like I have done so much in my life.I could never, God could never forgive me. No one can forgive me. God certainly can't forgive me. I could never come close to God.
我觉得我做的事情，做了一些很不好的事情，神不可能原谅我。
They have memories of their background that haunt them. Maybe they have changed, maybe they have turned their life around now, but they have things in their lives that like, I could never really come close to God. I could really never know God.
这样的想法控制你，让你没有办法跟神接近。
And so they live their lives.And shame or constant fear.
所以你过这个好像觉得很羞耻跟恐惧的生活。
So there may be a few of you who have this background or approach God this way.
我们在座可能有少数的人有这样的想法。
But God says, there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus.
但神说我们在神里面就不需要被定罪。
Oh, when we speak of freedom, when we speak of living freely in God, it is like, ah, you can take a deep breath, you can let your shoulders down, you can approach God freely because in Christ Jesus, when you know Him,You are as free as possibly can be.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面已经得着释放，我们已经是一个自由的人了。
In the eyes of God, if you have received Jesus Christ, again, just like the person who has paid their own penalty at the end of their lives and the state sees them as clean on the books, right now, legally, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are clean on the books. That's how God sees you.
就像我们刚刚提到的那个死刑犯，他受刑罚以后，他已经不在法律上已经没有罪了。我们也同样的。
And I want to tell you this morning, I know most in this room are followers of Jesus Christ. But if there's anyone in this room now, even now, who's considering, I want to follow Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you that even now, even today, you can go to Jesus Christ and say, Look, I understand that I'm a sinner.I understand that I deserve to be condemned, but I want you. I want you.
我们在座有很多都是基督徒，但是如果你还不是基督徒，其实今天有一个机会，你就跟神可以来到神的面前。
I promise you that anyone who approaches God in this manner, who's open-hearted, God, I promise you, God will respond. God will respond to you.
我们可以敞开心来到神的面前，神一定会回应你。
The scriptures say that what you could not accomplish by following the commandments.Because we could never follow them perfectly, was accomplished for you in the life, in the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们无法靠着行诫命，因为我们永远无法行得完全，而是靠着为我们受死并复活的耶稣基督。
And so here comes the freedom part, free to walk in the Spirit. So God did this, Paul says, God did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead, church, we walk in the Spirit.
我们不是靠着肉体，而是随从圣灵。
In our verse, it's translated "follow the Spirit." Follow the Spirit. The Greek word is "peripateo."
这段经文讲到跟随圣灵，希腊的原文是 "peripateo," 是行走的动词。
Peripateo is to walk, okay, to walk. So, here's the question then. Here's the question for those who are followers of Jesus Christ. What then does it look like? What then does it look like to walk in the Spirit?
我们如果是跟随神的人，我们的生活会是怎么样呢？
Paul gives us a contrast. He's like, here's what it looks like to walk in the Spirit, and here's like what it looks like to not walk in the Spirit.
保罗给我们一个对比，让我们看到什么是跟随神的，什么是不是跟随神的。
He says this, verse 5, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your minds leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace.For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. They never did obey God's laws and never will. That is why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God.
罗马书五章五到八节。
Okay, what Paul is describing when he's talking about these two contrasts, he's describing a person's fundamental orientation of life.
保罗这段经文当中描述人基本天性的差异。
The convictions and the attitudes by which we view ourselves, which we view God, which we view and go about life.
我们信念跟内心的态度是指导我们生活的一切原则。
He says there is a difference between those who walk in the Spirit and there is a difference between those who do not walk in the Spirit.
跟与神的灵同行的人跟没有有很大的差别。
During the years when I went to seminary in the Chicago area, I worked for a company called Hewitt Associates.
当我在芝加哥念神学的那几年，我在一个叫 Hewitt Associates 的公司工作。
I think I've shared with you before that I've worked for corporate security.
我做一个警卫的工作。
And almost all the security guards that I would come across, went to Trinity and were Christians.
当我遇见这些很多的警卫，他们都是跟我上同样的神学院，也是神学院的学生。
And so typically when I would meet a security guard, like I started working at Hewitt Associates and I would meet these security guards, we would start talking, we would introduce ourselves.
当我跟这些警卫见面的时候，我们都彼此先介绍认识下彼此。
And then soon we start talking about classes at Trinity that we were taking and just start talking about life.
我们就开始谈我们在神学院所修的课，我们日常的生活。
And so after I met so many security guards, I began to, every time I would meet someone, I would just assume if they worked for the security that they were a Christian.
因为我看到很多的警卫都是神学生，我就假设所有的这些警卫都是神学生。
One evening I was starting my shift as on security and I met a security manager that I had never met before.
有一天我遇到一位经理，这位经理是我从来没有见过的。
And we started making small talk,told each other our names, just started talking about life and so forth.
我们就闲聊，谈谈自己的名字跟这些日常的生活。
And I remember him talking about how he was walking his dog. We got on this conversation of him walking his dog, and he took his dog to a dog park.
他提到他带他的狗到公园去。
And he said, I was walking my dog in a dog park, and my dog and this other dog got into a fight at the dog park.
我的狗到了公园跟其他的狗打架。
And he said, it was awesome. My dog dominated that other dog.
他说真棒，我的狗都打赢了。
And at first I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, he was kind of excited that his dog whooped this other dog, you know, and well, that's kind of weird.
我的反应就是怎么会这个样子。
And it was the first time, at least, again, I was so used to when I spoke,When he said that, it was like, that doesn't sound like the spirit of Jesus. You know what I mean? I think that either, for most people, of course, for most people, if you're a Christian or non-Christian, it doesn't matter. Most people don't want their dogs fighting.
我觉得这好像不是从耶稣基督的灵出来的。我想大部分人都一样，我们的不希望我们的狗跟别的狗打架。
But it was the fact that he was so excited that his dog, you know, just dominated this other dog. That was like, boy, that just doesn't sound, just for that moment, it just didn't sound like Jesus to me. It didn't sound like, I even want my dog to be kind. You know, I want my dog to be kind. You know?
他的反应好像很兴奋，看他的狗都打赢了。我想我们很希望我们的狗跟我们一样，都很良善。
So you see, sometimes we can have a sense, we can have a feeling, when we meet people, our co-workers,when we meet neighbors, you know, we have conversations with them, and sometimes we can have a sense, I mean, we can discern, right, we can discern whether, like, it really feels, a lot of times in your mind you say, it feels like they're a follower, they might be a Christian.
我想我们都会有这种感觉，我们有时候跟别人谈话，无论是我们邻居跟同事，我们感觉，他可能就是基督的跟随者。
And on the other hand, when we talk with people,And we hear their conversations, the way that they talk, the way they talk about life. Many times we can discern, we can go, you know, I don't think their life is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
或者说我们有跟人家谈话，我们会发觉这个人应该他不是受圣灵所掌管。
Now I understand that sometimes we may meet Christians, and the Christians may not always reflect being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
但我也要承认，基督徒不是一直受到圣灵所掌管的。
Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. You know, he talks about, like, sometimes the things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I shouldn't do, I do. You know, I mean, even Paul says, like, you know, sometimes Christians, again, our lives don't reflect that we are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
保罗在罗马书第七章就提到，我要做的事我行不出来，我不要做的我反而去行。
But what we're noticing with people is we notice that there's a fundamental orientation that is different between those who have the Spirit of God living in them and those, again, who just don't know the Lord.
但我可以注意到有没有圣灵住在里面有很大的不同。
Okay. So what does this mean for us? If we've been free to walk in the Spirit, okay, if we've been free to walk in the Spirit, Paul has given us a little bit of a picture of the contrast of those who walk in the Spirit and those who do not walk in the Spirit.
这对我们有什么意义？保罗有一个对比的图像，跟随圣灵或是没有跟随圣灵。
What does it mean for us then? What are we to do as followers of Jesus who have the Holy Spirit living inside of us?
这对基督徒有什么意义？当圣灵在我们里头，住在我们里头。
Well, if you're a Christian, it means that we as followers of Christ, we can cultivate the Spirit inside of us.
对我们基督徒而言，我们可以营造一个环境，让圣灵能够住在我们里面。
Cultivate your heart and cultivate our minds so that we live in a way that pleases God.
让我们的心，让我们的灵是让神所喜悦的。
Paul says this, he says, those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit, they think about things that please the Spirit.
保罗说那些被圣灵掌管的人思想那些能让圣灵喜悦的事。
Already having, once we have the Spirit living inside of us, already,our minds begin to think more like God. Once you become a Christian, the Spirit comes and lives inside of you, already your orientation, your thoughts begin to move towards God.
当有圣灵住在我们里面，我们思想行为都会向着神。
I remember that my mentor, after I became a Christian, we'd be reading the Bible together.
我记得我的一个导师，当我信主以后，他跟我一起读圣经。
He'd say, Brady, you know what, now that you've become a Christian,When you read the scriptures, when we read the Bible together, you seem to take the scriptures differently. You seem to pull in the scriptures in the way that you didn't before.
他说 ,Brady, 你现在已经信主了，你现在读圣经好像会跟以前不一样。
So already, we begin to think thoughts. We have God's mind in us.
我们因为我们有神的心灵在我们里面。
But since we are free now, we can also,go alongside God and go, hey, how about we cultivate those thoughts for ourselves?
因为我们有主耶稣住在我们里面，我们现在会跟神走在一起。
How about we begin to think thoughts of the Spirit?
我们有这个圣灵的这种想法。
So the question is for us, church, is, hey, what are we feeding into our hearts and minds?
对教会而言，我们现在怎么样喂养我们的心灵
？What is it that we are cultivating? What is it that we are feeding on throughout the week?
我们怎么样培养一个环境在我们这一周当中
？Is what you are thinking on throughout the week? And sometimes it's hard to even know what you're spending your time thinking on. But are your thoughts are they cultivating and stirring the Spirit inside of you?
你这一周当中，你的这些想法有没有让圣灵能够来在你心中搅动
？Or are what you feeding on and the thoughts that you think pulling you away, stifling the spirit inside of you？
或是你喂进去的东西让你离开神
？The question is, what are we feeding on? Okay，
我们怎么样喂养我们的心灵？
Since food is such a visual of what we consume, I brought a glazed donut with me.
Okay. 我让你们看见我带了一个有糖衣的甜甜圈。
Okay, they say that what we feed on, when you bite into a glazed donut, and I know that many of you looked at the glazed donut and you're like, that doesn't even look good to me. It looks so sweet. I know some of your taste buds are like, that doesn't even look good.
你喂养什么东西？我想有人肯看到这个甜甜圈就觉得，哎，这个东西对我不好。
But they say that when we bite into a donut, you know, the fat and the sugar, the courses through your veins.
这个甜甜圈有很多的糖分跟这个脂肪。进到我们血液中间会很不好。
It sends signals to your brain, the pleasure portion of your brain, and oh, does it feel good for at least 10 seconds.
但是这会进到你脑里面，脑里面会觉得很好，很享受。
Right, to feed, similarly, to feed on the things of the world, things of our old nature, the things that you watch, the things that you hear, to feed on that for some time, it does...It's not a lie to say it feels pleasurable to watch, to listen to feed on some of that. It feels pleasurable.
这个世界东西同样的，有时候你喂进来的，让你觉得很好，很舒服。
But every time we eat something like this, it always, I mean, it feels good for 20 seconds or so, but then, but like 20 minutes later, it feels terrible. It doesn't feel good at all, right?
你刚喂进去可能在这20秒钟中觉得很好，但是20分钟以后就不一样了。
On the other hand, what we consume, what we consume, right? What we consume, if it's like vegetables, boy, I gotta tell you, vegetables,They don't give the same pleasure. Like, they just don't. It doesn't like when I eat a vegetable, I place it in my mouth. It doesn't give me like, ah, that feels great. I feel great.
但是这个青菜可能吃进去的感觉就不是那么好。
But I must tell you that 20 minutes later, an hour later, boy, I do feel, my mind feels so much clearer. I feel so much lighter. I feel like I feel more awake. I can talk with people. I can engage with people. I just feel so much better when I feed on vegetables, right?
但是二十分钟以后就不一样，你会觉得你的脑子很清醒，你觉得感觉非常好。
So it is the same way of what you think of, what you feed on in your life, okay? What you feed on in your life.
所以重要是你用什么东西喂养你的心灵。
Church, you may have to consider, you may have to consider, God may be,giving this message to you because you may need to consider what you are feeding on.
今天神给你这样的信息，神提醒你，你怎么样喂养你的心灵。
You may need to go, when I, they say that the average, American adult consumes 11 hours of media per day. 11 hours of media per day.
据统计，美国人大概每天花11个小时在媒体上面。
That includes what you watch, what you read, what you listen to. That's the whole, like, and at first I'm like, 11 hours, that's like, how's that possible?
包括你读的东西、看的东西跟听的东西，我有时候才想，11个小时怎么可能？
But for most of us, again, we're on the computer, we're on our phone, like, often, okay, often.
但是绝大多数人每天都在电脑跟这个手机上面。
So there are times when I make a conscious decision, and that you may need to make a conscious decision and go like, nope. I come across something, I'm like, I'm not going to let that into my spirit. I'm just not. I just know that's not from God. It's not, it doesn't help me. It doesn't bring me any closer to the Lord. So I'm not, and I move on. Okay.
所以有的时候我看到一些东西，我就刻意的不去看它，因为我不要让它。占据我的头脑。
So you may have to make that decision. You may have to go, just like the doctor tells you what you should and should not eat, you may have to go, I'm going to choose to make a decision of what I need, what I'm going to feed myself spiritually.
你要做一些刻意的决定，就像我们刚刚选择这食物，哪些该吃，哪些不该吃。
But, he says, Paul says, letting the spirit control your minds,
保罗说：“让圣灵掌管你的心。”
He says that, you know, when you let the Spirit control your mind, it leads to life and it leads to peace.
让圣灵掌管你的心，你就会得着平安。
So I tell you, church, whatever we consume, whatever our thoughts that we think on, it is so powerful, so, so very powerful in our lives.
我们进去的东西对我们生命有很大的影响。
One last reassurance that Paul gives to us.
最后保罗给我们一个确据。
It's verse 9.
在第九节。
He says, But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that all those who do not have Christ, the Spirit of Christ living in them, do not belong to God at all.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
There's one thing that you remember this morning, one thing that you walk away with this week, going into your next week, is that you are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
今天早上，如果你只记得一件事，你要记得你是被圣灵所掌管。
When you are tempted to lose your temper, to let your anger control you.
当你有的时候会情绪上失去控制，让怒气控制你。
I want you to remember that, like, no, Brady, say to yourself, like, you look, I have the Holy Spirit in me. I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit.
你要提醒自己，我是被圣灵掌管，有圣灵在我里面。
If you are tempted to go on to the internet in places that you ought not go,
有的时候你被这个互联网试探。
You can say to yourself, look, I know that you can pray and you can ask, you can tell the Lord, look, you can remind the Lord, look, remind yourself, look, I am controlled by the Holy Spirit. His Spirit lives inside of me.
你要提醒自己，我已经被圣灵掌管，有圣灵在我里面。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit will be love, and joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness.
圣灵让我们过仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐的生活。
Jimmy and Hannah, can you come on up and lead us in prayer or lead us in worship? Church, let us stand. We're asking this morning that the Holy Spirit, the person, the third person of the Trinity, would come and fill us. We know, Lord, that you have given us your Spirit. If we are a Christian, if we have called on the name of Jesus Christ, we know that your Spirit lives inside of us. And we pray that your Spirit would fill us, would minister to us. We pray that we would know your presence as we sing, as we worship. We pray that not only this morning as we sing, but that we would walk in the Spirit. We would confess, we'd give thanks, we'd act in obedience. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Lord, I just walk in the Spirit. Thank you.